There's a tendency in this business to focus on the negatives, and there are enough of those yesterday with a perhaps career-ending injury to a champion in Chris Judd and another insipid performance by Essendon. But this is one week, boys, where we shouldn't let what happened on Friday night become lost in the wash by Sunday, and you can't ignore what Richmond achieved in Perth against the previously undefeated Fremantle. Essendon aside, Richmond's last four scalps have been very impressive, but so is the way they've gone about taking them. Against Collingwood, the Tigers went goal for goal with the Pies and came out on top. In tough conditions against Port Adelaide, Damien Hardwick's side was simply tougher. And on Friday night, they put both abilities to good use, blowing Fremantle away early with a blistering 8-goal opening, then finding the steel to hold off the Dockers when the home side made its inevitable charge. The Stars are standing up for the Tigers. Dustin Martin was superb again, Alex Rance terrific in defence, and skipper Trent Cotchin leading from the front. And the sometimes maligned support acts are also doing their bit, Shane Edwards, Sean Grigg and Basha Hooley all important in another great win. There's three more sizeable tests coming up after the bye for the Tigers, West Coast, Sydney and GWS. Win at least two of them and Richmond will be in a good position not only to reach September a third season on end for the first time in 40 years, but this time to really do some damage.